ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instruction for Civilized Human Beings. Text 65. You all can repeat. Atmajaya Suta Dina अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते। एनीवन आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत्स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां कामरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां कामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते माताजी ओके आत्मा ऑफ वन सेल्फ जाया वाइफ सुत आदिनां एंड चिल्ड्रन अन्येषां ऑफ वन्स रिलेटिव्स एटसेट्रा सर्वदेहिनां ऑफ ऑल अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज यत् व्हाटएवर स्वअर्थकामयोः ऑफ वन्स अल्टीमेट गोल एंड बेनिफिट ऐक्यं वननेस द्रव्य अद्वैतम् oneness of interest. Taduchate, it is called. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. When the ultimate goal and interest of one's self, one's wife, one's children, one's relatives and all other embodied living beings is one, this is called Dravyadvaita or oneness of interest. Purport. The actual interest of all living entities, indeed, the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead. This is the interest of one's own self. One's wife, one's children, one's disciples and one's friends, relatives, countrymen and all humanity. The Krishna consciousness movement can give directions for management by which everyone can partake in Krishna conscious activities and reach the ultimate goal, which is known as Swartha Gatim. The objective of everyone's interest is Vishnu. But because people do not know this, Nate Vidu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu, they are making various plans by which to fulfill so many concocted interests in life. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring everyone to the highest interest. The process may be differently named, but if the aim is one, people should follow it to achieve the ultimate goal in life. Unfortunately, people are thinking of different interests and blind leaders are misleading them. Everyone is trying to reach the goal of complete happiness materially, because people do not know what complete happiness is. They are materially diverted towards different interests. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaisham Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Atma Jaya Sutadinam Annesham Sarvadehinam Yat Swarthakam Yoraikyam Dravyadvaitam Taduchate. When the ultimate goal and interest of one's life, self, one's wife, one's children, one's relatives and all other embodied living beings is one, this is called Dravyadvaita or oneness of interest. First of all, I like to beg the blessings of all the seniors and assembled devotees so that we can speak something. Although not qualified, but still I'll, because as Prabhupada has given us this very wonderful opportunity for us to purify ourselves and glorify Krishna early in the morning. So, to please Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, we are having this Bhagavatam. So, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, this discussion is going on between Maharaj Yudhishthir in his court. Narada Muni is telling these instructions to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So this is like now ending of the chapter. And here on Narada Muni starts telling about how he became Narada Muni. That becomes that how he was also. So this specific verse it talks about that everything whatever we have should be utilized in Krishna's service. The interest should be one, and that is Krishna's pleasure. So yesterday we were hearing very nicely from Prabhuji that how everything should be used in Krishna's service. That whatever talents we have, whatever qualities we have. So here the same theme is there, that if the interest of all the things is Krishna, then that is also called as Advaita. Advaita means there are no two things. It may look two things. So, of course, this is not the Advaita what, Advaita Vad is there. So this is a spiritual understanding of that Advaitavad. Advaitavad doesn't mean that God and soul, they are one. That is wrong. But Prabhupada is telling here, as Bhagavatam states, that God and we are one in interest. That the interest of both is one. So when we are together with interest, one interest, in that sense everyone is one. So that is called as Dravya Dvaita. So we see here, as Prabhupada says in purport, the actual interest of all living entities indeed is goal of life is to return home back to Godhead. This is the interest of one's own self. So wherever there is a interest, that is to please Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So when the interest is one, we can see that activities or personalities become very empowered. We see in case of Mahabharat war only, Kurukshetra. Both sides, practically 64 crore people were standing. This side 9 Akshohanis, this side 11 Akshohanis. But we find, although Duryodhana is glorifying his team who has come, he is telling that you see this Bhishma Dev, what a powerful. Here is my teacher Dronacharya, powerful. Here is, he is counting all these people. And it looks also very substantial because they had 11 Akshohanis, more than Pandavas. All the Pandavas were having Krishna. So it appears that they have come for one purpose. Looks like they are very big in number. But as Prabhupada says here, that interest was not one. They had come for different interests. Shakuni was at different interest, who was also amongst the Kauravas. His interest was to destroy the Kauravas. Karna was there, but his interest was not helping Kauravas. His interest was how he can have his own glory. And Dronacharya was there because his son was there. He was attached to his son. And many other kings, I was asking this question to one devotee, that why so many kings could come there, because although Krishna is their other side, how can they take such a decision to be away, you know, the other party of Krishna? So this devotee was telling that, he said, many kings were impious. They did not want the rule of Pandavas. They knew that if Pandavas come in rule, we are finished. We will not be able to do our nonsense. So they felt that better to support Kauravas. When they come in picture, they will be doing their sense gratification and we can do our sense gratification. They will not be able to control all of us. So let's support Kauravas for our sense enjoyment. That's why the majority of the Kshatriyas, they were helping Kauravas. So we can see that team was big, but the interest was different. It was not serving Krishna. And that's why we could see that although Duryodhana was very proud, telling that Madarthe Tekta Jivita, that they have assembled here for giving life for me. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Duryodhana was telling that they have already dead because they have given their life. So these people, they became dead because their interest was not Krishna. But then we see in case of Pandavas, although there may be some differences of opinions, but still their interest was one, and that was to please Krishna. At times there was fight between Bhima and Arjuna, or there at times some fight between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna or Bhima. But we find that at the end of the day, they were knowing that we are here for pleasing Krishna. And we can see not just by their talks, but by their activities also. When Yudhishthira Maharaj heard Krishna is left to spiritual world, he said, now my term also is over, let's get out. So that was their understanding of what is to be done in life. So when they also came together with interest to serve Krishna, then they were empowered very much. We can see in our ISKCON movement also, so many of Prabhupada disciples came from such a varieties of backgrounds, and with very little material knowledge or material skills, but when they came for soul and whole purpose to please Prabhupada, please Krishna, then Krishna empowered each of them so beautifully. So we can see that if one interest is there, then the goal of life is achieved, that the path to go back home, back to Godhead becomes very clear. It becomes like royal. So we see that if that interest is not there, then so much of confusion is there. As here he says that Nate Vidhu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnum, Prabhupada, as he says. So when person is not very clear with what is the interest, my interest should be, then becomes very cloudy, clustered consciousness. Just recently I was reading in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. So very nice very detailed understanding of what kind of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur personality was. So Bhakti Vikas Maharaj writes very nicely about the. So one thing which was very much, it struck me when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur writes about how he met his guru first, that Jagannath, or sorry, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when he had come from Vrindavan, he was doing 30 years of bhajan there, and then he came because he had come to know that birthplace of Lord Chaitanya is just revealed, and then he was so eager to take darshan of the deities. So all the way from Vrindavan he came, and then he was very happy to be there. That time only Bhaktivinoda Thakur was building the home, Swananda Sukhada Kunj. So he came there, and that was the first time he saw. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur writes that, "I was very much moved by how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was singing songs written by the Goswamis, talking about the pastimes of Krishna." So he was very touched. And when he was told that, okay, you go and beg for initiation, he went also. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was not an ordinary soul, or not ordinary even so kind of devotees. He was like very exalted in terms of his learning, in terms of his intellectual capacity, in terms of his personal character of purity. He was excelling in everything. There was no match. And so many people wanted him to become their disciple. So many gurus, big, big gurus, they wanted that, "I will initiate so that my prestige will spread all over." But when he went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and asked for initiation, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj just practically neglected. He says, no, I cannot give. And when he was coming repeatedly, he said, okay, I'll check with Sriman Mahaprabhu. If he allows, then I may consider. So again, next time he went, and he says, "I forgot. So I did not ask." Then again, next time he came, "Did you ask? What did Mahaprabhu say?" He says, no, Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. So, repeatedly he was going. So afterwards, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur kind of recollects this whole incident. And he says that, "What I was thinking about me, how great things are, my learning, or my parentage, or my character." So, and he was respected for that. But he said, "When I went to my guru, when guru neglected, I felt that what I consider the highest, here is one personality, for him that is nothing, that is just useless only." So he said, "I could understand that how much more good he must be, that he is rejecting my all good things, what I consider the best. So if that is considered by this personality as insignificant, how much more good he must be having? How much treasure of qualities he must be having in his own heart?" So he said, that was a great jolt for me. And he says that every devotee should be jolted like that in their Krishna consciousness, to understand that how insignificant things we carry, and that is not the qualification for achieving Krishna. So it was very surprising that although such a great personality, so much respected, so much adored, when he is rejected, he did not feel that, "What is this? How puffed up this fellow is. He is not even caring for my understanding." So rather than thinking like that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was thinking, oh, so great he is. He must be so great to reject my so-called goodness. So that could happen only because his interest was very pure. His interest was to serve Krishna. His interest was not that what people are thinking about me or how different people are respecting me. If that was the interest, he would have felt really hurt. So in our case also, when our interest is not serving Krishna, like I am giving class here, but my interest is that after the class, is somebody coming? I finished my class. Somebody is having some appreciation. At least somebody should come and pat. If that is the case, I'll be very miserable because I'll be expecting at least 5 people will come and nobody comes. So that will be such a great misery because the interest is not one. If the interest is to please Krishna, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that even if nobody is there, give class to the four walls. Because our interest is one, that is to please Krishna. So here he says the objective of everyone's interest is Vishnu, but because people do not know this, nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnum, they are making various plans by which to fulfill so many concocted interests in life. So this verse, nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu, that comes in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to his demoniac father. So he says, matirna krishne paratasvatova mithobi paddeta grahavratana adanta gobir vishatam tamishra punah punah charvita charvananam. That if your mind is not mati na krishne, how that mind is not in Krishna? Because he was asked by Shanda and Amarka when they took him back from the first instance. They were asking, he said, you know, we did not teach you about Krishna. Neither any of your friend taught you about Krishna. How did you know about Krishna? So to answer that query, he is telling here, first, he is telling that who is unqualified to understand Krishna. So he says, mati na krishne paratas svatova mithopi paddeta graha vratana, that one's mind cannot be attached to Krishna or cannot be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna if, he says, if somebody is a graha vrata. Graha vrata means place where we stay, we are very attached. And every embodied living being is staying in this graha, and that is, first graha is our own body only, in which we reside. So nowadays we can see that practically every nook and corner, so many gyms are coming. You have seen that? That is like now booming industry, everywhere. So I really like, there are AC rooms, and in AC room they want to do exercise and want to create some sweat. So what is that? Because if one is very attached to one's body, which is his first residence, and if he is attached to this whole world, he considers his home, and he don't want to leave, then what happens is, when he is trying to adjust to the things of this world, as Prabhupada says here, everyone is trying to reach the goal of complete happiness materially, that they want to materially be happy in this world, which is ever changing. So that is never going to be the victory is impossible. Because this world is made for as Krishna says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, it is made for giving us suffering, giving us an impetus for understanding our mistake, what we have done. So this world is not a picnic spot where we have come for a short time and then we go back. No. So when we are talking about this world, whatever arrangements we make on material plan, that is not going to be, you know, giving any satisfaction. Because we can see that there are big, big personalities, like here Hiranyakashipu was there, who was making all arrangements. That he did such a tapasya that he could control air, he could control sun, he could control all the demigods. So he wanted to control all the whatever parameters are there, so that he will be happy in this world. But we see that even after that, he was not happy. Within just few years he died. So we can see that material nature, that's why material nature is called as Urdhva Moolam Adhashakham, that this is the banyan tree which is upside down. And one of the quality of banyan trees, you have seen outside, when they put banyan tree, you know, outside of the road, they cut it, trim it. So the gardener knows, if you trim it nicely at a particular time, what happens? The tree grows nicely. It grows more strongly than before. So similarly, in this material world also, whenever we try to cut the problems, this problem grows more, you know, severely than before. That is the nature of this world. Previously, people used to die with some cholera, and that was like big thing. Everybody was looking for some treatment, some vaccine, and then so much of great endeavor, and then they came up with some medicine. And it was just a victory celebration that now nobody will die with cholera. And then what happened? Everything finished? No. Cholera went, then TB came. And then they think that now we have to deal with this TB. So then TB also, they got some serum. Then TB went, then cancer came. So then now cancer, the people are taking, you know, chemical test and this test and that test. And now they have almost trying to eradicate that also. And then AIDS comes. So what we expect, even if the scientist, they come up with the vaccine for AIDS, does that mean that nothing will come? No, as we are seeing, from cholera to AIDS, the severity of all the diseases is increasing. So it's just a logical thing only. When the AIDS will go, something more powerful than AIDS will come. You don't have to be an astrologer to say that, because that's the way things are. So when we are talking about to get out, that's why when Ram was killing Ravana, he cut off one head and then the new head comes, and then he cut all 10. Then what happened? Then again new heads were coming. So Bibhishan came, he said, he can't be killed like that. He take the arrow and shoot it in the heart. So then Ram shot the arrow in the heart. So similarly, the disease of this whole material creation, the living entities who are, disease is this only. Matir na Krishne paratas svatova. That our interest is not Krishna. Our interest is that how I can be happy in this world. to the degree that interest is there, to that degree it becomes very difficult. Because the way you think that you are the center, there are million people out there, they also think that they are the center. And when there are different centers, today or tomorrow they will clash without any doubt. And when there is clash, then there are so much of trouble. There are interpersonal troubles, interfamily troubles, interstate troubles, international troubles, inter-universe troubles, cosmic troubles. All these troubles are there because the centers are different. So, that is the reason when we come to the temple, we are told you do pradakshina, you know, we have that parikrama marg. So why that parikrama is done? That parikrama is not done because people are jogging on the beach, so last part of their jogging is this. That is not part of jogging. That is not part of exercise. But that is a part of very great philosophy behind it. That is to put Krishna in the center. So, when we put Krishna in the center and then revolve around Krishna, not just physically, but even with our consciousness, throughout the day. So parikrama is not once in the morning do for Radharas Bihari, but that pradakshina should go on throughout life, every day, whatever activities we are doing. So all our activities, all our thoughts, they should be like doing pradakshina, keeping Radharas Bihari in the center. So that is our great fortune that we are staying in this Radharas Bihari, who was the object of great meditation of Srila Prabhupada. Wherever he went, he was keeping Radharas Bihari's photo on his desk. So all his activities were centered around giving pleasure to Radharas Bihari. So when our activities are also like that, then there will be no clash. Because everybody's interest is one. Like here, says that when the ultimate goal and interest of oneself, one's wife, one's children, one's relatives, that is Vishnu, then there is no fight. Like now, if you go to the home and you ask, so you go to the home and ask the husband, so, who is the center of your home? He says, of course, me only. You know, because I work hard, I get 80,000 rupees per month, I pay all the bills, I have purchased this home. So who is the center? I am the center. You go to the wife and ask, who is the center? He says, of course, me only. Why this home is brought? For me only. Why this fellow is working hard? For me only. At the end of the month, salary comes to me, not him. So then she feels that she is the center. Then you tell that, but he was telling that he is the center. He says, let him say, that's not a problem. But then, this is the under secret, that I am the center. You go and ask the children, who is the center? They say, we, of course. Why these whole things are created? Because we only. If we cry, everything comes. They both have to run around like slaves, my mother and father. And then, they have to fulfill whatever our desire. So if everybody thinks that they are the center, is it any possibility that this family can ever be happy? Because everybody is thinking they are the center and all other people are supposed to help them. No, then it becomes difficult. That's why you find now, previously there used to be family together. That's why they say, the family which prays together, stays together. And family which chant together, they dance together. So, why that? Because the interest is one. So when that interest is different, previously there used to be the kind of joint families. Now there are nuclear families. It's like, now that nuclear also fusion has happened. Atoms, protons, neutrons, Yeah, like one of my friend in London, he was telling that majority, 80% of the homes in London, only one person stays. It's like no two persons. So that is obvious when interest is different. But if interest is one, as Prabhupada says here, that the whole world can stay together. That's what Prabhupada's whole mission was, to create a house, create a home, in which the whole world can stay. So whole world can stay only when the interest will be one. If there are two interests, there are thousands of interests, then it's very difficult. It's impossible. So Bhagavatam, now it's like hitting on that point again and again and again. Although it looks very simple, that okay, just accept Krishna. And people also feel that yes, we accept Krishna is the center. Sab bhumi Gopal ki. But then this house is my. As if my house doesn't belong to this world. In some other. So, that understanding is there. Yes, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is God. And everything is there. But then the practical application, that we understand only when we come to the real Vaishnavas. By their behavior, by their philosophy, we understand what it means to make Krishna as their interest. So, we can see life of Prabhupada, we can see the life of followers of Prabhupada, that whatever they do, whatever they speak, whatever they think, that is to please Krishna. So when that is there, then in that case you can do anything. Prabhupada says everything in this world can be utilized in Krishna's service. He says you can utilize your qualities, you can utilize your money, you can utilize the facilities you have, you can utilize resources, what you have. So, there Prabhupada goes on telling that everything in this world can be utilized in Krishna's service. And in the end he says, even the missiles can be used in Krishna's service. Prabhupada says like that. So, then Arjuna used that whole missiles in Krishna's service. And there are, in future, so many devotees also will use. So, everything can be used in Krishna's service, keeping Krishna as the only interest. Then there will be no problem. So here he says that because people do not know what complete happiness is, they are materially diverted toward different interests. Because when people have different interests, then there are chance for cheaters who comes and then they take advantage of this kind of people who are having different ideas to be happy. So that's why there are so many shops, there are so many corporations, there are so many, all these people, they start come up in the market, or so many bogus people. Why? Because people have different interests now. They are looking for Krishna somewhere else. Then it becomes very vulnerable, like, you have seen sometimes the children are lost and then they are looking for father here, there. The child is very vulnerable to be taken away by any third person. Because he has lost the father and now he is searching father where so many other cheaters are there. So similarly, conditioned soul in this world also, when he loses sight of Krishna and then he is here, he is looking around. Where can I find Krishna, real happiness? And then he's searching, he's going in the bars, he's going in the different places, trying to gratify his senses, and through that he wants to achieve the ultimate happiness. Then there will be hundreds and thousands of cheaters available. They just give red carpet, welcome to this kind of people. That's why we find practically every billboard, it says the same thing. You buy our product and I will give you real happiness. You just take our cloth, then you become perfect man, you know, perfect gentleman. You take our watch and then you will be the most happiest person on the earth. You just take our SIM card and then your life will be, you know, in ecstasy. Or, so these are all people who are able to cheat people because people have lost their interest in Krishna. So that's why when that interest is lost, then now they are trying to find that same happiness what they were getting with Krishna. So there are so many people now. So lot of business happens then. That's why Bhagavatam repeatedly is telling that our only interest is Krishna and nothing else. That's why if we make Krishna as our only interest, then all other thing becomes very interesting because it is connected to Krishna. It can be from taking care of the home to fight a war like Arjuna. Everything becomes very interesting because now it is connected to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Any questions? Comments? Sauji, any? Okay. So we'll stop. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.